Doug Armstrong, assistant GM with the Dallas Stars, and I never listen to Bob.
When breaking sports news breaks, we'll break in. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:15 from Verizon Wireless, Beltline and 183 in Irving, about to give away a couple trips to Cowboys training camp. Also, you can register to win ticket t-shirts. And get some great deals on Verizon phones. In fact, within the last week, I have become a Verizon Wireless customer.
Really?
Yep. Within the last week, because I was tired with my old company.
People getting tired.
I had a dead cell phone area right over my house. It was like Pigpen and the cloud that hung right over him.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, this I could not make calls on my cell phone from my house without it dropping out five times a call, but no longer, thanks to Verizon.
Get a cell phone
Wireless.
Number? Just keep the same number.
Same one. All it's right. Great. Switch companies and keep your number.
That's awesome, man.
It is awesome. All right, time for some e-news, I do believe, if all is going according to plan. I bet you Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001 and Jack Daniels would like to bring this to you. And
well, all right.
One more time joining us, and maybe even another time tomorrow if his schedule allows, is Gen X David Lane.
Davey? How are you?
How are you, man?
Hi, Davey.
Pretty good. Glad you guys left a lot of time for e-news today.
Hey, we can always...
Hey, we can go late.
We can carry over. Next time. We can go late or carry over, whichever you'd like.
Well, I bet you George will be interested in this first story. You a fan of Ja Rule?
A little bit.
Holla Holla was his big hit, I guess, in 99.
Holla.
Holla.
God. Well, he was released today on $7,500 bond in Toronto. He his real name is Jeffrey Atkins. He did not enter a plea. He has assault causing bodily harm charges against him stemming from an incident at a Toronto nightclub on June 5th.
Boy, his rap cred just went up.
$7,500 Canadian. That's like $25.
No, like $10,000 Canadian, $7,500 American.
Okay. Oh.
Now, Ja Rule, he's the one that kind of talks. He has a rasp to his voice, doesn't he, a little bit?
Is he? Is he
yeah,
the one?
Yeah, but
the way you talk, way you move. Doesn't he?
Yeah, that's a lot of talent.
Isn't he Louis Armstrong?
Yeah.
Yoda?
Holla.
So how cocky is this? He
rapping Yoda. That's the next bit, Bob. It's going to be great.
I can't do it.
So how cocky is this? Ja Rule leaves the court, and he stops on the court's steps to sign autographs for fans before driving away in a tinted limo with two bodyguards and his lawyer.
Sure. Hey, his rap cred, his credibility, his CD sales just went up.
And this comes on the heels of being arrested last month in New York City for marijuana possession. He paid $550 in fines and court fees to have the misdemeanor charge dropped.
Yeah, that made him more legit, too. The only thing that could help you more is just something with a gun.
Did it make him
that could really
well, speaking
out.
Of rap cred on the rise, speaking of rap cred on the rise, rapper C. Murder has been indicted.
C. Murder.
You remember C. Murder?
No. Who's that?
His name is Corey Miller. He's from Louisiana. He's already awaiting trial in Jefferson Parish in Louisiana on murder charges.
He would be the brother of Percy Miller, who was also known as Master P.
Ah.
Ain't no party like a West Coast party, because the West Coast party don't stop.
Wow. Hi, Jedi Master.
Stop or don't stop. When you see a young Jedi Master in the Chevy Impala, then you gotta give a Yoda his props.
Wow, get a little Dagobah in the house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Davey.
Sorry, Dave.
He can levitate the turntables.
Why not?
Well, in September, a jury convicted C. Murder of second-degree murder in the killing of a 16-year-old inside a nightclub in Jefferson Parish. But a state judge ordered that he should receive a new trial because prosecutors withheld information about a witness. So he's still awaiting a second trial on those murder charges. But today he was indicted on attempted second degree murder in an unrelated case. He was accused of shooting at a club owner and a patron on August 14th of 2001. And if he's convicted of this one, it's a 50-year prison sentence. Here's what happened. He tried to enter a club, and a security guard stopped him, said, "You can't go in here without me patting you down and searching you.
Mm.
And C. Murder said, no, I want to see the club owner. So the club owner comes out and says, no, you got to get searched before you can come in my club. So he turns around, pulls a semi-automatic handgun out of his waist, and attempts to shoot the club owner.
Gosh.
But the gun malfunctions, so he racks the gun, and it discharges a live round. Then he points the gun at the security guard and attempts to shoot the security guard, and it locks up again. It malfunctions again, so he gets in his car and drives away.
Sure seems like that defeats your case to not be patted down next time, doesn't it?
Yeah, to bust out a semi-automatic handgun.
Can a rap celebrity get a gun that actually works?
He's keeping it real, homie.
All right, turning to the silver screen, The Bourne Supremacy is number one at the box office. It debuted with $53.5 million.
Now, what are we hearing about that? Because the very unofficial review I heard from someone who saw it called it the Bourne Supremacy.
Oh, really? I didn't think Bourne Identity was that great.
I saw it yesterday, and I liked it. Not as much as Bourne Identity, because it's more of a straight-ahead just spy movie, because the whole secret about his amnesia and all that stuff, you already know all that.
Yeah.
So it's more just kind of a straight-ahead Bond-type thriller. But I thought it was good. Didn't think it was as good as the first one, but it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as far as a mainstream Hollywood movie, it's pretty intelligent. I'll give it that.
Okay.
So wow. $53 million, that's nearly double the opening take for Bourne Identity, which was $27 million back in 2002.
Man, I hadn't seen anything lately. I hadn't seen Spider-Man.
Catwoman, by the way, is already a bomb with $17 million coming in first weekend.
I haven't heard one person say this is good.
That was good for third place this weekend, but I'm sure it's going to do not even half that next weekend, and it cost over $100 million to make.
Oh, dear.
Were you guys ever hot for the original Catwoman?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
All right.
Who's that?
I'm going to make sure I wasn't alone there.
I don't
know what her name was, but, man, she was hot.
What's wrong with this Catwoman?
Gribbs is...
I don't know. I
looking feverishly
her.
On the internet to tell you.
Nothing wrong with Halle Berry.
And Michael Moore, his Fahrenheit 9/11, came in this week at number 7 with $5 million, but that put its total domestic total. What?
What?
Its total domestic earnings.
There we go.
Have good to $103.35 million. That's the first documentary to ever make more than $100 million, and it costs like $7 million to make.
Vomit.
You like that, George?
George review.
I'm not going to give
one
my
word
money.
Review. Vomit.
Vomit. That's my review.
You think that'll be on the dust cover of the DVD?
I'm sure they'll roll it tonight at that Democratic National Convention.
George Dunham.
George
says,
Jub
vomit.
Dunham of KTCK Radio Dallas says vomit.
Vomit.
Double vomit.
Vomit blood. Dorks were screaming in the streets in San Diego over the weekend. It was the 35th annual Comic-Con International, the big comic conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced that on May 19th, 2005, the third and final installment of the Star Wars prequels will be called Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Yep. I'm probably one of those nerds.
Oh, I'll be there. Said that many in the audience at the Comic-Con jumped out of their seats screaming in joy and giving each other hugs.
Oh, now, were they all wearing their stormtrooper outfits?
Yeah, they were probably dressed up as sand people or Jawas.
Like Admiral Akbar, maybe.
Okay, now Bob's a little weird in that he's way into Star Wars and PS2 and stuff like that. But the guy who's in his 30s, who dresses up like Darth Vader.
Or like a Jedi Knight.
And camps out the night before like a Jedi Knight. Really, what is wrong with that guy?
I think it's so funny, though. What was that show, The Real Life on MTV? Was that what it's called? Where they show like a father and son going to a Star Wars convention together. And the son is college age. And the father is, 45 or so. And the father went as a Jedi Knight, so he's all in those Jedi robes. And the son really thought his dad was a dork, but by the end of the convention, he was in a stormtrooper outfit, and they're both in the elevator with a bunch of other dorks in their outfits, and they're going down to the convention floor.
Golly. Why are people so weird?
What a Hallmark moment.
I don't know.
He was all excited because I think he was a a biker scout, a stormtrooper on the speeder bikes in Endor.
Oh, my gosh.
So he had that special outfit.
Sweet. He had, like, the green jumpsuit with, like, the brown leather vest over it.
As they took on the Ewoks in that colossal battle.
Yes, that was a good one.
I've got plenty more if you want to go over. If you want to wrap it up, that's fine.
Well, hang around. Hang around, Davey.
Okay.
We're killing time till 7 o'clock. Davey Lane is here. We've
all
got
right.
more e-news. We may even dabble in a few sports snorts to cap off our day. Who knows? We're partying on the ticket.